Spartan Dog Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Spartan Dog Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Devin Armstrong, joined by my boys, G-Rail Ruffin.
Yes,
sir. And Jordan Manningo is in the motherfucking building tonight.
What up?
And just to give y'all a little disclaimer, I'm finna be talking some shit tonight. Because fuck Jalen Mangum, whoever the fuck that motherfucker is. Fuck him. And both his bum-ass brothers.
Damn.
Let's get right into it. We don't really have a whole lot to talk about. Damn. Ain't much going on with the recruiting. But I see some fuckery going on the timeline. And you know what? Michigan State may not be recognized as a prestigious national brand in the sport of football. American football, not soccer, but American football. We may not be recognized as a prestigious brand. But I'll be damned if an unknown motherfucker is going to sit up here and talk shit to some MSU legends and OGs that was throwing down while they were here. Man, let's just get right into it. I mean, I got my phone right here. I'm pulling up the tweets. So
pull him up. Tell him what he said.
I mean, this whole thing started out with the fact that, you know, Jaren Mangum was transferring, correct? He's transferring out of Michigan State. And I don't think any of us were too upset about him transferring out. It was more or less one of the places that he was looking at, right? That's mm-hmm. That's what all of us were kind of pretty much
pissed off about.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. I was trying to find a more explicit word, but we'll say that. Pissed off about. But he was looking at going to Michigan. And you know what? I'm going to be very, very honest here. And, you know, Michigan fans, good God almighty, do not get a big fucking head when I say this shit. Because I am just being realistic. We like, as Michigan State fans, we love to talk shit to our in-state rival. Part of the game is part of the fun, right, boys? Part of the fun. So I'm going to admit this. Michigan, overall, is the higher prestigious school when it comes to football just because of the history. They have won bigger championships, or at least more, I should say more bigger championships than Michigan, and or Michigan State in the most recent years. So, and they're also sponsored by Jordan. I'm not aware of what other college out there is sponsored by Jordan specifically. So they have the national brand recognition. This motherfucker was thinking about leaving Michigan State to go to Michigan. You thought if you were going to leave Michigan State and not even be a superstar, like total standout stud talent, and you thought you were going to be able to transfer to Michigan and they were going to accept you? Bro, do you know how down they look upon us? And with good reason to some extent. You know how down they look upon us, bro? They ain't going to fucking take no what they would consider trash from little brother. You really think you had a shot at going there? Come on now. But pulling up the tweets here, we got Jaden and Jaren's brother, Jalen, unknown motherfucker out here, running rampant, talking mad shit on fucking Twitter right now about his brothers. Which I get it. You want to stand up for your brothers. You want to, you know, you want to make sure that you got their back. You want to make sure that everything's good and all this. And I understand that. I mean, I ride for my cousins and my friends and my boys on this podcast right here. I run for them any way, shape, or form. Whatever the fuck it is, don't make a difference. I'm going to be riding for it. But
but what did he say? What them tweets saying?
It just, I'm getting them all put because I'm trying to start at the beginning. I don't want to go out of order here. But
okay. I got you.
First tweet right here. Okay. We've got the Spartan Shadow from the Spartan Shadow Twitter. They're tweeting out, you know, Jaden Mangum is reportedly has a visit to Michigan next week. You know, this is the fact that an MSU defensive back is even considering a transfer to Michigan is disappointing. We got another tweet from someone else saying Mangum is the perfect example of everything that was wrong with the Tucker era. Not a sense of pride, culture, and definitely not a Spartan. Obviously, this doesn't apply to the Tucker guys that are still here, but man, brother is lost. I 1,000% agree with that.
Yep.
Jalen jumps in and says, both of my brothers left everything they had for that program on the field. You and other dweebs on this app hide behind pictures of other grown men and ridicule young men for making the best decisions for themselves. You're the perfect example of a loser who has nothing better to do than project. Jalen, I do have a picture of someone else on my Twitter feed, but I am also streamed. I make YouTube content. I'm a life insurance agent, motherfucker. You can find my face anywhere, brother. I ain't hiding behind shit. So fuck you, number one. Number two, then we've got somebody else tweeting in that says they hope he does go. Well, Mr. MSU legend himself, one of the best receivers we've had in recent memory outside of our boy, you know, Jaden Reed, that's balling out in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. Mr. Felton Davis III, everybody remembers Felton Davis, the legend, the Penn State slayer, right? Come on now. Tweets out, says, you know, he dog food, huh? Jalen responds to him saying, you know, you wearing the FILA in 2024. Shut your lame ass up. Really? Hold on. Wait a minute. And then, of course, you know, you go into that tweet, you see my boy Jordan over here tweeting, talking about, dude went from leaving me and my family alone to this quick. Wasn't it, Jordan? He switched up real quick, didn't he?
Yeah, he switched up fast, man. humble defender to Mr. I guess. I don't know who he was trying to be, but he was trying to – I don't know who he thought he was talking to with Felton Davis, Cody White.
Damn.
I don't know who he thought he was. I really don't.
Yeah, he come into here and talking some crazy shit, and then he said, and, you know, another legend, Mr. R.J. Shelton, from them absolutely dominant years when we was winning back-to-back New Year's Six Bowls and made the college football playoff. Shout out to R.J. He said, yes, him and his brother tweeting that Felton. He said, yes, him and his brothers are dog food. You leave MSU to consider the team down the road tells me all I need to know about you and your brothers.
I agree.
Jalen tries to tweet back on the politically correct bullshit, and I hate when people go this route when they know they got their ass beat and they getting cooked clean. You're 30 years, bro. You and Felton Davis should act y'all's age and stop living in 2015. This ain't the MSU program y'all played for. Y'all should mind the business that pays you. Mm. To which, shout out to the Daily MSU for this tweet, because I loved it. He said, trust me, we all wish it was the same program from 2015.
That'll do.
I loved reading that tweet. Another tweet from Mr. Sparty Ricky. This was funny as fuck. He said, if RJ or Felton walked into a bar in East Lansing, three things would happen immediately. Everyone would know exactly who they are. They would pay $0 for whatever they want, and pictures would be taken and stories would be told. That's legends. Casuals who transfer to University of Michigan are side pieces. Again, fuck you, Jalen Mangum. I'm irritated because you decide to go at, and oh yeah, big shout out to Cody White because he came in and, you know, stated, who the fuck is Jalen Mangum? You don't know who the fuck this is. Mangham, however the fuck you say his last name. Brother, say what you want, defend your boys, I don't give a fuck. But you ain't going to sit here and disrespect these Spartan legends like that. You know what Felton Davis did for this program? Do you know what R.J. Shelton did for this program? Do you know what Cody White did for this fucking program? Your brothers couldn't even hold their jockstrap. Let alone you don't even deserve to breathe the same atmospheric air that they breathe, bro. These are MSU legends. They're the ones who put it all on the field. Left it all on the field when it was all said and done. I don't want to hear shit about nothing. Y'all boys got anything to add to this? Because fuck him. That's what I got.
I think the brother was just extra. I don't know what he was trying to do or what he thought was going to happen with that. Mm. But I also think, you know, I think they were trying to get a rise out of us. And I mean, you wanted it, you got it. I mean, I know there's no, especially my thing is like, Jaden Mangum, I always get them mixed up. Whoever the running back is, Jaren,
Jaren is the running back.
Yeah, so Jaren is the one I think that got more in trouble with the situation than Jaden, because he's still a young player. He was a four-star guy, give or take whichever site you go to.
And from what I remember, he was pretty decent. He wasn't a terrible player by no means.
Nope.
He just couldn't guard anybody. Like, he could hit, but he just couldn't cover anyone. But other than, like, I think the young Jaden Mangum is the one that got really affected by this because, you know, like, he got ripped apart because everything we said was really true. Like, I mean, bro, you're a 4-for-4. He's a bag of Wendy's. Like, Jaden is a bag of Wendy's. The dude went to 4 different universities and failed 4 different times. So, like, I just call him a 4-for-4. Like, I think he set himself up to be a joke. Like, I don't know how you can go to another program and they look at that and be like, bro, like, how can they take you seriously? We're like, bro, they're literally dogging you, bro. Like, they're not wrong either. Like, it's one thing if we were like, bro, if he was at 1,000-yard rusher or even close to it, you know, even like 400 yards, 500 yards and a few touchdowns. Even if he was like Jalen Berger, it would be, even though he's bad too, but if
he is bad.
Yeah, even if he was like even Jalen Berger, he would be like, okay, like he put some work in, he tried, you know, he wasn't good, but he tried. This dude did nothing at 4 universities, like nothing. And now he's going to Minnesota, which would be his 4th one. So I just think he got dogged. Like he's buried. Like, I think Michigan State did a good job at burying him. As far as the other brother, the one that was actually talking smack on Twitter, I just think he looked kind of foolish. I mean, talking about people's looks, and he's ugly himself. And, you know, I don't really comment on men, but like, he's not the greatest looking person himself. He actually looked very dusty in his picture. I don't know why he was.
He's not Tom Brady.
Dusty.
That dude from Charlie Brown that had like the dust cloud around him. What did they call him? Big Ben or whatever. Like, he kind of get like, he just had dust around him, and I don't know. So like, I just think that he came off very dusty. I think he came off dusty, and Michigan State has a lot of firepower now. I think this should be motivation to be like, okay, we've had enough. Like, whoever else wants to go, I would hope Jonathan Smith gets in that locker room and it's like, bro, who the fuck else wants to go?
There you go. That's my thought process.
Like, who the fuck?
I'm like, let's get it out the way now. We ain't gotta wait no longer. You want to go? Let's go. I got the paperwork ready. You just sign your name. We can have it out now.
Shit, bro. They should have Alan Haller in there with the paperwork in his hand and pass it out like old school classroom. Like, so raise your hand if you want to. If you feel like you're worth millions of dollars. Okay, you can go. You can go. You can go. You like if by all means, if
you, I don't even know why you still here. You definitely needed to leave. Goodbye.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. Like, and I think Smith willingly let some of these guys go, and I think that's what pissed off the family, because there's rumors coming out. I don't know how true they are, but the rumors are that the family was upset with how the running back Jaren was getting treated, and that's what made Jaden Mangum want to leave. And so, like, they were saying that the running back wasn't treated well. Pretty much Jonathan Smith was like, I assume that Jonathan Smith was probably never showed him any attention. You know what I mean? Like, Brandon Tullis, Nathan Carter, and then the running backs he's got in the transfer portal coming in, and the running back he recruited. I just think Jonathan Smith was just kind of like, I'm not even looking at you, bro. Like, you could run like Barry Sanders. I don't see it because you're a Mel Tucker guy. Mel Tucker was almost like a disease to him, I felt like. Like a sexually transmitted disease almost. He's like, bro, I'm not, I don't want to be around it. I don't even want to touch you.
He said, you're AIDS, bro, get out.
Yeah, it's almost like, I think Jonathan Smith might not say this, but it just seems like he's just not interested in any, like, he got rid of, I mean, think about how he did Harlan Barnett. We loved Harlan, but he was a legend here. And even Smith was like, I'm still looking, you can interview with me. Like, you can have an interview. But we're not just going to give you a job here. And I think that's the same thing that happened with all the Mel Tucker players. Like, do you guys kind of see the trend here where he's like, bro, I mean, you're going to earn everything you get. If you want to play here, play here. But nobody's getting paid until after the first year, after I see what we got on the field. And I think Jaden didn't get any attention. I just don't think the coach cared. I don't think the coach was like, bro, you can run and you can get a 1st down on a 4th and 1 on your 5th try all you want to. Like, we're not paying you. You can leave. Like, we want you to leave, actually. Like, we want our room to be clean. So, I just think that's what Jonathan Smith was kind of going at. And I think that it offended the family. I think that that's what got him to leave, is that they were very offended how they treated the son that was a Spartan. You know, the whole family, bringing your brother, the number ones, the twins. I just think that Jonathan Smith shut that down real quick, and they didn't like it.
I think that I think you're right. I think that, like you said, Jordan, he didn't get the attention. So I guess, I mean, when he transferred from UCF, I don't think he got. I thought he. I think that Mel Tucker sold him on getting more touches. So and being with your brother, sold him on that. They brought him on. He really didn't do too much at all. Like you, I don't even. I don't. I think he played in like three games, like you said. And that was it. He was a third and one back. I mean, that's not valuable. You know what I'm saying? And on the roster right now, who the fuck was he about to start over? Like, you're not starting over Nathan Carter.
Too much going on.
You're not starting
over the UMass guy either.
Yeah, you wouldn't even start over Jalen Berger. And he's terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. So I don't know. He's terrible. But he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the reality of it is.
He's worse than me.
He gets mad. He wants to transfer at the way. So his brother, who was actually getting tick at MSU, is upset by the way, I guess the new regime was treating him. And it was just like, you're not their guy. So you have to understand that part. Everybody that's at MSU that is a Mel Tucker guy, understand that if you're not starting if you're not starting, you're not their guy. So don't be offended by it. You can transfer. Don't get your feelings hurt because, you know, this is a business now with the way the transfer portal is working. This shit is a business. So people cannot be in their feelings emotionally. And as far as his brother visiting Michigan next week, and, you know, I guess he must be crystal balled to go to Michigan or something like that. But I say it like this. That would be the biggest trade. Like, you'd be one of the most hated motherfuckers in the state of Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Like Michigan fans might like you, but they always going to keep a side eye on you because you come from little brother. You know what I'm saying? But when we on that field together and you popping off at the mouth over there on that other side, just understand, you know, ain't no sidelines for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. That's how I look at personal beefs on football fields. I was a defender, so I would literally tell people, hey, you know, especially if I had a real problem with you, I'd tell you, like, there is no sideline for you. I don't give a fuck how late of a hit I got to do, but I'm going to lay your motherfucking ass out. And it's just the way it is. I'll take 15 yards to knock you out the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, and it would work. I'm just letting people know. But that's how you would have to look at this situation. It would be the most traitor type thing you would, you know, we would have gone through in recent years, you know. So, you know, good luck to you, man. If y'all want to chase that bag, man, go ahead, because I know one thing, you know, all money ain't good money. That is the quote I'll reference right now. All money ain't good money. And I know that a lot of people, I say like this, a lot of people who go for or bag chasers, you know, the Simeon Barros and others that have transferred from, Ethan Boyd went to Colorado, yeeks. It's just a lot of that. I'm gonna chase the bag. I'm gonna go where the money is because they're not confident in themselves. Most people who go after the bag will not be drafted. So they have to make however much money they can in college. That is their out of the hood, you know what I'm saying? Way out. You know, that's the way out. I gotta go get a bag here, gotta go get a bag there, I gotta go get a bag there. I gotta, you know, and it's just they don't care about the long term. They care about the right now. They want to get out of whatever circumstances they are in right now. And it's got to stop. I understand what they want to do because they know that they're not going to make more money. They figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way in hell I'm going to make it to the NFL because I'm not one of the top guys. You know, I'm transferring schools every fucking year, which is a red flag. I want to tell players that listen to this, like, it is a red flag for you to transfer every fucking year. Jordan made that abundantly clear when he was talking to Jaron Mangum. Like, bro, you transfer four schools and you still ain't done shit. And that's the problem. That's the
clearly those schools ain't the problem
at all. They're not. he has to realize that. I believe that if he reads that tweet, that shit will kick in. And reality was set. Like, damn, this motherfucker. Like, that was a kill shot, what he said. That was a kill shot.
And I didn't want to take it there. I was trying to be nice to him earlier. Like, I asked him real questions. I was like, hey, man, like, your brother's put in work. Like, just tell me your side of the story. What happened? Like, nah, he got disrespectful, so I had to go for the kill shot, especially after all this Kendrick stuff. You know, I had to just join in and kill start shot, some
damn,
stuff.
I thought you was referencing Eminem for a second.
It could be Eminem, too. We could do Eminem, too. But, you know what I mean? Like, I had to look, bro. With how this week has gone and hip-hop and everything, like, there was no game, especially on social media, there was no games that could be played. Like, you can't come on social media, especially Twitter, X, or whatever you guys want to call it nowadays.
Yeah,
saying that after all we've seen this week in the hip hop and everything else, everyone talking and handling beef on social media, you want to say that and talk to Tony Lippitt like that? I had that man's picture on my wall. Like, now wait a minute now. Like, that's when I got offended. I was like, well, that's Tony Lippitt he's talking to.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Listen, I don't believe he understood who he was talking to. I just think he was out there defending his brother, and I believe that he got caught up in the mix. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens when you go out there for your family, and I understand it, but once you do that, you're gonna put yourself in the mix in it, and you got to be ready to handle what come back at you. You know what I'm saying? So I think everything would die the fuck down. As long as he, you know, shut the fuck up and let the shit go, let his brother go ahead and, you know, try to, you know, get a commitment from Michigan and whatnot, and, you know, do his thing, you know. But you know, we're gonna be good over here, man. I wanted to say that shit really bothers me about, you know, the way the transfer portal is set up. I don't like the fact that everybody can go at any time they want to. And it's just a kiss ass fest. Like, the coaches have to really kiss ass, bro. And it's just like, I know they're going to get tired of it, bro. I know it will change. It will not stay this way. So whoever out there chasing that bag, bro, do your thing, because I promise you, in a few years, that shit gonna die. Like, it's not gonna be as fluent as it is right now, because the way it is, it's just chaos, bro. It's like you can't even root for you. The fucked up part. Let me just break it down, and I'm gonna leave it alone. But the fucked up part is, say we like certain players on the team. You know what I'm saying? And we felt, well, I won't say, you know, but we get invested in certain players. And then the next year, they're gone. And it's like it's a revolving door every year. So you really can't get comfortable with any MSU team. From here until they change the rules of the transfer portal, every MSU team is its own entity. You know what I'm saying? Like, every MSU team will be different, because it will be different players damn near every single year. So it's just the worst thing. You really, who the fuck do you root for? Who's the villain ever now? You know what I'm saying? Like, will there ever be a dominant team anymore? I don't think that people will be, I mean, people will pay for championships, especially when you're paying quarterbacks to transfer from school to school and whatnot, but what does that do for any of your small market teams? You know what I'm saying? Like, they have no one has a shot anymore. Like, if you're not a big school that can pay people, really pay for players, like Ohio State, USC, Texas, those type of schools that can really pay for players, you're not really going to win anything. And until the transfer portal rules get changed. And, you know, that's just my whole take on the whole thing. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm exhausted. And until it changes, it's just a mess, man.
It's bad. And I think it's imagine, I always tell people like this, imagine the NFL having two different off seasons where you, like, three almost essentially, where you can leave your team three times. So let me put it like this. That's like Kirk Cousins signing a contract with the Atlanta Falcons, right? Mm-hmm. Sign that mega deal. And then let's say the Penix situation happens, which it did. Let's say the Penix situation. So now we haven't even started summer camp yet, where they go to camps and really do the offseason workouts. Let's say Kirk Cousins, let's say this is college football, and Kirk is like, you know what? I'm pissed. You signed a quarterback. I'm not getting as much attention as I want. My agent is telling me, they're already trying to push you out the door. They're not trying to just build their roster and develop players. They're trying to push you out the door. That's all it takes is one voice to be like, why don't you make money somewhere else? Someone else needs a quarterback. Someone else will pay you. So imagine if Kirk Cousins was like, you know what? Thanks for the contract, Atlanta. I'm entering the transfer portal. I'm entering free agency. Anyone come talk to me.
Yeah, no.
And then before the camp starts, oh, I'm going to go to the Vikings, or I'm going to go back to the Vikings. Oh, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go, you know, on second thought, I changed my mind. I want to go to the Commanders, or I want to go here. I want to go. That's how bad it really is, where it's like, that's literally what they're doing. Like, I can name so many players that, like, okay, I'm going to go from Alabama to Iowa, then go back to Alabama just so I can get a paycheck. It's absolutely ridiculous. And in the sense of finance and the way, like, business, and even, I think we've talked about this multiple times, but business, life, X, Y, and Z, it doesn't work like that, especially business. There's no way this can keep happening. Like, there's just no way. No way.
Yeah. Oh, one thing. Let me just say this, man. Shout out to Boise State's head coach, Spencer Danielson, and announcing that, you know, incoming freshmen are banned from taking NIL money their first season. And that's a fantastic. I think that every coach will be doing that. I believe you should be doing that because you're going to lose out a lot of money, man. If you think about it, like, these motherfuckers are scammers out here, bro. They becoming professional scammers, bro. It's like, let me take this money right now. Let me take this money and I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna play for y'all, but then I'm gonna exit out to go get another bag from the school I wanted to go to in the first place. And you just fucking over teams, all, you know, that's where a lot of this stuff is about to end. Like, shout out to that coach, because that's the way it should be. As a freshman, you got to earn money, bro. You should not be handed money coming in, because you expect it. If you're a five-star and you getting paid $100,000, $200,000, whatever the going rate is for one of y'all, they expect to play. And the messed up part about it, if you go to a good program that is already established, then it's like you just took the money for no reason, or they paying you for no reason, because you can easily take that money and then go transfer the next year and fuck them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to pay high schoolers is wild to me. That's really got to change for real, because it gets to their heads, because that, you know, you make it more than certain seniors probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be easy for a person to come in through a college atmosphere making that money, and then you see a senior that's not making as much as you, but then put in three times as much work. How you think that person feel? Come on now. We not, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to change that, man. It's a joke. It's just a joke. So that's it for me.
Yeah, I mean, but my concern, if Michigan State ever tried that, because, like, the truth of the matter with Boise State now is, though, until it changes, they're never going to get good guys telling people that. You know what I mean? Like, tell them, and I agree with it totally. Like, I totally agree that if I was at a team like Boise State, a team that, like, we're not going to get good guys anyway here. We can get out-recruited by anyone right now. I would do that too if I was at a school like Boise State, where it's like, we need to develop regardless. Like, we're not.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
But Michigan State, I feel like if they said that, we wouldn't get – I don't even know how many 3-stars we'd get, like, saying something like that. And that's what the concern, where it's like, that should be the overall thing. My thing is also is what the SEC did, when the SEC was like, you can't transfer within the conference. You can transfer anywhere else you want to, but you cannot transfer within the conference. That's why I think the Big Ten's like, what are we doing in the Big Ten? Where the SEC, they've already kind of adapted to the transfer portal to where – SEC teams aren't getting as hit as hard as a lot of Big Ten schools are and Pac-12 schools are, because there's rules in it in their own conference. Like, they've made strict rules where, like, you can't just transfer from Alabama to South Carolina and then go back to Alabama. No, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I think the Big Ten needs to implement that, especially after this situation. Derek Harmon going to Oregon. We have to play them. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yep, you're right.
You can easily tell them everything he's learned during the spring. And that's no different than Michigan cheating, essentially. Obviously, we can change terminology, we can change language, we can change how we talk about plays and run plays. But at the end of the day, that's still an advantage to be like, I was there for a full spring. I know what Aiden Childs is good at, bad at. I know what I know the calls. I know everything. I just don't think that's their advantage. And I just think the Big Ten, if not college football, the Big Ten after this offseason needs to be like, okay, you get they need to make some rules that changes football. That maybe people will follow us. Like, we need to be the leaders. We got to make rules within our own conference. That's like, our conference is getting bigger. We're adding more teams, a lot of good teams. It's not fair. Because then what's stopping USC from being like, you know what, Michigan State, we played you last year. You guys almost beat us. Let's go take some of their guys. Like, I mean,
there you go.
We have more money. You know what I mean? It's like, what's going to stop them from doing that? No matter if they can, it doesn't make it right. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make it right. So, I would just hope the Big Ten makes some kind of, like, even a slightest change. That's my thing, is I hope they at least start with that.
Right. I agree. I didn't even think about that part either. Like, you're right. They should change the rules to where they can't transfer within the division in the conference, because you're absolutely right. That is essentially cheating, because you can go get anybody. You can go to get a bench player and tell him, hey, we'll pay you a little bit of money. Just give us a little bit of detail of how they, you know, how they operate their offense or defense. And, you know, we can go off of that. And you're right. It's a shit show. So it's going to change. I already know it. I'm not too concerned about it, but I just know that until it changes, it's something I can't really get too invested in. How about that? Just a surface level of invested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, like, what's a school like Northwestern supposed to be? Like, Michigan State, I don't think we're that bad. We can recruit. Like, Michigan State will never be like Northwestern or Rutgers. But let's talk about, like, a Northwestern, Rutgers, or Nebraska. Like, how do they get better when, if they get better, another school like Ohio State is going to be like, you know what? We played you. You're a really good player. You're just too good for them. Let's just take you. How is Northwestern supposed to ever compete or develop players when, like, everybody knows Northwestern's ass? But, like, their whole, like, prestige is them building teams, and they're in, like, the fourth year they might be contending. They don't even have that anymore. Like, Northwestern was that they're going to suck for 3 years, and then by their senior years when they're dinosaurs, they're going to cause mayhem in the comp. They might make a Big Ten championship. How are they supposed to do that now with all these teams in there who can just take everything you have, like, without any question or rules to it? There's not even, like, a police officer to stop it. It's just full-blown murder.
Yeah.
I'm scared for the smaller schools. Like, what are they like? Michigan State's a problem, but, like, what the hell is, like, a develop? Like, I don't know what they're supposed to do. So it's just weird to me. I don't understand how they can't make a change right now, because I just don't know. Like, I just don't understand how you play football, how you play this sport fairly and make money on them, that make people interested when you're doing it this way.
Exactly. There's no way in hell. Like, you're right. How does any of those small schools? I told you my only if I had my way and I could change it, I would only grant people one time. Now, the NIL deal shit, I guess that's another entity in itself. But as far as the transfer portal shit, I would only grant every player one time to transfer. Like, you get one shot at this. So don't, because it's just a shit show. You should only have to transfer one time, period. You could go to a program like Alabama and be developed for 3 years. Now, if you're not starting by your senior year, that is when you can transfer and go start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be the only way you can transfer, unless it's just a hell of a situation for you. You don't like the environment. You just get one shot at it. Everybody just gets one shot. That's it, man, because that ain't real life. Whatever they're doing right now is not real life. Like, you really can't do that. Even if you get drafted in the NFL and you don't like a team, you just got drafted, you'd be like, yeah, I don't like it. I'm going to go. You just know, there ain't no transferring. Like, you got to stick that shit out. Like, they paying you money, you got to stick it out. Like, it's teaching the youngsters that you can just leave whenever you get unhappy. And that's just not the real world, man. It's not, man. You gotta stick it out, man. Sometimes you gotta see it through, because I look at it like this. There might be a 3-star or 4-star out there that needs the real development in order to be something. And they just won't get the development because they feel like they should be somewhere that they're not at. You know what I'm saying? As a freshman. And it's just, you need to grind. You need to go through shit. That's what I'm trying to get. Some players need to go through shit to be shit. And when you out here just skipping from school to school, you're not going to be shit, because you ain't going through nothing. You're not grinding. You're not putting that work in like you're supposed to. You think the shit's supposed to be handed to you. And that's what I'm saying. We're teaching the kids, hey, I can, if it can be handed to me, I'll take it. And they're not trying to, they're not trying to develop the skills to be something. So it's just college football is about to be real watered down, and it's about to be real top heavy. So, you know, but until they change it, that's how it's gonna, that's how it's gonna look.
Nah, for real.
You know, just kind of reeling it back in. I mean, all in all, basically, I think the message here clear from Spartan Dog Podcast from all three of us is, if you ain't sticking it out, you ain't showing talent on the field, fuck you, get the fuck out. We don't need your ass. We're Man. Trying to get better. We're trying to get back to what we were doing, which was building upon competing for big championships while we were with in the Mark D'Antonio era. We're trying to get back to that. We don't need none of this bullshit no more. So.
Nope.
If you ain't with it, you ain't down for the culture to do what you need to do, then just get out. Leave. We don't need you. Goodbye. See ya. Yes. Don't let that door hit you on the ass on the way out, buddy. So,
yes, sir.
But do you guys got anything else?
I don't, except for let's get some transfers. Let's bring some guys in here. Let's get some guys in here who want to be here.
It's only May, man. I mean, we still got a long way to go. Summer camp's going to be starting here soon. I mean, unless it's already started. I'm not really sure how the college schedule works exactly, but I mean,
July.
Okay. So things are going to be starting in July. I'm sure Jonathan Smith's going to be getting things ramped up. We're going to be in good hands. We're going to be just fine. I think Jonathan Smith definitely is going to take us right back to that Mark D'Antonio era. Maybe even kick it up a notch, and maybe we'll end up making it in, sneaking into this 12-team playoff. I got a lot of faith in this Michigan State team making a little bit of a splash into this 12-team playoff, more than I got for the Patriots making the playoffs this year. So, but that's besides the point. But I mean, if nothing else, you know, we want to appreciate y'all guys for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the explicit episode. And if you like that, I'll bring it out more often, because that's the real personality of Mr. Devin Armstrong over here. I don't hold shit back, nor do I hide nothing. You guys see my tweets. I tell you every day, viewer discretion is advised. But appreciate you guys joining us on this episode. I want to thank both my boys for jumping on here last second, putting this together. And nothing else, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on anchor.fm/SpartanDogPodcast. We're on Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast from, we're on there. Wherever. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Go green.
Go white.
Go white.